nobody ever messed with his family. We had a black family, which we had. Now, I'm not just saying these people. We were all poor. We didn't have no money. I know one time I begged my mom and daddy, and my brother was out, he's working. I begged them for a quarter to go to the movie. They didn't have a quarter to give me to go to the movie. Mm-hmm. They just didn't have it here. It wasn't just black people that was poor. It was white people that was having a hard time. But I remember anything we had, though, if we had a garden. And I remember this Pauline, this black woman that lived over behind us, over on the, well, it's a back row behind Mama's and Daddy's house that goes on and goes back out at Broadway Smith. I remember them taking some of that food over there for her to feed. Now, that was one of Key Abernathy's daughters. And they would take food over there for her to make sure her and them kids had something to eat. I remember things like that happening. But it got where it wasn't that friendly no more after all of this mess started, you know. I don't know, I guess whites and blacks just got to where some way the trust wasn't there no more, mm-hmm. like it is today. You know, nobody trusts each other now.
You know, when you had all those problems over in Birmingham, you had everything going on, and the police departments were involved, and, you know, the Birmingham Police Department at that time was all white.
Yep. They were all white in all the little towns, too.
There was no blacks at
No, not back at that time.
Okay. Now, I know back in 1963, A.D. King, who was a younger brother of Martin Luther King, had a big pipe bombing over there that destroyed...
In Birmingham?
With all the problems over in Birmingham, was there a lot of tension here in Anniston?
No. Terry, it was about the same everywhere mm-hmm. at that time. You know, it was, well, people just felt like, you know, if you had a business, if you didn't want me in your business, mm-hmm. you could tell me, look, I don't want you here no more. Don't you come back here no more. You're nothing but a troublemaker. That's how this thing come about. The blacks, wasn't allowed to go in these places. Mm-hmm. And I guess these owners, business owners, I don't know how they felt, but I guess they felt like, you know, that would hurt their business. The majority of the white people didn't want the black people. Like Wallace was a politician. The businessman was a businessman. He wanted people in there spending money and all. Mm-hmm. So if somebody come in there and started, I don't imagine it would make a difference to the Japanese. If several guys like me that went in and kept going into a place, person's business, and started trouble, then he would want us out of there. And I'm sure the police would have come in and moved you out if you went in there and started messing with the customers and fooling around. And I don't say they was messing with the customers, but they were going against what had been for years and years and years. And these business people just didn't want it.
Well, in 1964, I know the first black student was finally enrolled in some of the major universities around here, Auburn University. And when did the blacks start going to the schools? Was there problems, you know, the schools here in Anniston and Jacksonville, were there any problems?
Terry, not as I remember. I don't remember. You know, unless one caused a certain problem, one caused...
Well, I know you've got a bunch of kids. Was there any problems with that? And they were about that age.
Not with me and my kids. We didn't have no problem with it. If the black kids was in the school, it didn't bother us. Mm-hmm.
Well, in 1965, and I remember this, down in Selma, Alabama, because I was, I graduated in 1966, but I remember seeing this on television. In 1965, down in Selma, that was kind of the hub, the real central focus point of a lot of problems here in Alabama.
Yeah.
One of the big issues or big things that was going on during that time, that they were using police dogs and they were using nightsticks, and every time, just on television, night after night after night, it was showing beating the protesters.
Have you watched some of the police action up in New York City in the last few years? Did they have police dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Oh yeah.
Well, why didn't somebody say something about that? Why didn't it come out in all the newspapers that they used police dogs to stop certain things?
Did anybody from here, was there anybody that went down to support the people from Selma? You know of anybody?
Support the white people?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. I don't know of anybody that done anything like that.
There was no talk at work or...
No. Terry, this wasn't as widespread a thing as that they wanted to act like it was. It's like the news media wants to, they want to agitate and they want to keep agitating and get something going that's really not happening. And that's just the way all that was.
Mm-hmm.
The blacks' trouble in Birmingham was between the police and the blacks. It wasn't between, and they had a few hardliners, as they call them, in places, you know, that would go in down there but the police would turn around, if one of them got drunk, they'd turn around and arrest them in a heartbeat. The ones that was backing the police in doing that, they would arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care. The police didn't care back then.
In 65, President Johnson was going to mobilize all the Alabama
National Guard. Yeah.
And do you know many folks in the National Guard, and was there talk of that? And
but they had to go do what they had to do. You know, if they was mobilized, they're federal troops.
Yeah.
And they had to go. And then that is really when Kennedy and them mobilized the National Guard. That's really what stopped all the protesting and stuff like that. That was the smartest thing Kennedy and them ever done, was mobilize the Alabama National Guard. So I just put family against family, brother against brother, and then they knew there wasn't a thing they could do about it.
So that kind of stopped a lot of the bystanders that got caught up, involved with it,
mm-hmm.
from arguing and fighting with their own kin.
Yep. But I really want to ask you something now, and the people that, if anybody hears this, what have they proved? What have they proved by doing this, by forcing this? What have they proven? It's the same way it was when I was growing up in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. It's exactly the same way it was. Only there's more bitter feelings right now for blacks and whites than there was back then. That's exactly what they created.
Why do you think that's so? I mean,
because they forced it on people.
Well, how was the feelings back then?
You've got to earn friendship. You can't just force yourself on anybody. You've got to earn their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I know it doing plumbing work around Jacksonville. I run into a lot of people that they don't like me when I first come up, but when I talk to them a little bit, you know, and I fix their problems and stuff like black and white, then they get to laughing and talking with me. But you can't force yourself on anybody. It won't ever work. And that's what they've tried to do. They've hurt people like Ida Denman, Key Abernathy. They hurt people like that is what they done. They made people like me feel more resentment against black people than I felt before all this started. And that's just the way it is, and that's the way it'll always be. As I've told you, You've got this segregation all over the world, and you'll never stop it. You will never, ever stop it. That, these little girls that goes with black people around this, the white girls here. You know where 90% of them end up back at? At their mothers and daddies. And 90% of it is white girls with black boys. Black men, if they want to be called that, you know. But I call boys up to like 20, 25 years old, white and black. I say it's boys. But they end up back with their mothers and daddies with a black baby, and nobody wants anything to do with the families, or especially that girl. No white people don't. And that's how they end up. That's just what I know. Numbers of them has done this. And some of them, their families won't even speak to them anymore.